Imagine your team is halfway through a critical project and a client suddenly changed priorities. You don't have all of the answers, but everyone looks at you. What do you do? Decision making under uncertainty is the skill all of the leaders need to have.
I'm Greg Mieściechowski, and this is the Uncover Leadership Podcast. For over 15 years, I've been leading teams, and my mission is simple: to share my experience so you can grow on your own leadership journey. Each episode, I'll bring you some practical tips, real-world insights, and lessons from my path to help guide yours. So listen in. Let's uncover leadership together.
Getting back to the question from the opening, what do you do? It's a hard question, because when the leaders hesitate too long or make the incorrect calls, both options are going to be bad. If there is not full of the information in front of you, how can you be sure that you choose the right path for your team or for the company? And to be truthful, you're not always going to have that clarity, but you need to be decisive. You need to use your experience and all of the knowledge that you have, all of the data that it's in front of you, to be able to shut the calls. And the team will look towards you. They will want to get that clarity. And even though you don't know everything, you need to show them that you are confident in a path that together you're going to move forward. You need to give that certainty for the team. Otherwise, they're going to lose the confidence in themselves as much as they're going to lose the confidence in you. You can communicate clearly that this is the path forward that we will move, and if needed, we can pivot. Why it also matters: in the world that we have today, we all have to live in fast-paced environments. We have a lot of agile teams, a lot of startups are created and fail. Crisis situations occur, and uncertainty, it's a new normal. We cannot expect certain things to happen because they can change immediately. Just like in 2020 when the COVID hit, like it impacted everyone across the board. And decision making under uncertainty, it's balancing the speed, risk, and adaptability of your team, of your company, of your strategy, and getting to kind of a different approach to this. If the data is not full, if you need to take a decision, reflect back to the core values of the organization. Try to anchor your decision to why the company exists. It's going to make the decision much easier. If something breaks down and we need to make sure that we support our customers because this is one of our core values, what we can do to fix it or how we can mitigate the situation that happened. And there's always going to be a bias in action from your side. If you're going to want to wait for perfect data, you may miss the window of opportunity to call the shots, to get extra income, to win the market. And we need to remember that the decisions are not set in stone. We need to iterate and adapt. You make a decision, you observe, you learn from what happened, and then you can quickly adjust. You cannot wait with the adjustment too long, because then the decision can cause more harm than benefit. And you need to be aware of the risk. And it's not about avoiding the risks. It's not about not taking the risk. It's about identifying risks, making them visible and manageable, trying to find the mitigations. Like, we know about this. This is what we can do in case it's going to happen. Or if there is no mitigation, this is how far we are able to go. This is how far we stand for the decision that we make. And if we're going to go beyond that, we need to pivot. Otherwise, the risk is going to become an issue and it can harm us or the company. Now, from the day-to-day examples, from the world examples, Agile approach is excellent for that fast decision-making, working through uncertainty, because the teams need to quite often make that iterative product decisions without knowing the full customer behavior up front. We went to work in agile fashion, we want to work with the customer, create a small portion, demo it to them, get a feedback. And if they don't like it, we didn't build a whole product, right? We can quickly adjust the small portion and then move forward. And as we go, we're going to learn the expectation and of the customer much more. And the future iterations not going to be so far away for the expectation. Now, from the actual real world example, Apollo 13, it was unsuccessful mission. After Apollo 11 and 12 landing on the moon successfully, the crew and the mission control back in Houston, they start treating them a little bit like, we did it, we can do it. But something happened, right? Something different happened during that mission, and it was unexpected. Both the crew and the mission control had to make a lot of decisions quickly and without full information or without full knowledge how it's going to unfold, to make sure that they're going to save life of the crew members. And they did it, right? They take the right decisions, they were able to adjust, and they were able to bring the crew back. It's an excellent example of need of the leadership to take the decisions quickly and then adjust as needed. Another quite known example is what I mentioned a little bit earlier, is COVID. When it hit, it impacted everyone across the board. A lot of companies needed to shut down. The one that had the flexibility, they switched to remote ways of working. They quickly adjust. Some of them did not have the technology to do it, but they adapted to the new technology. They trained the people immediately, and they were able, in some cases, not only to continue their business, but they were able to grow because they open up for additional benefits of the situation that occurred. When we need to think in that fashion, some things happen, we can either just stop and wait for the better times, and quite often that's not going to be the best approach because it can lead to quick downfall, or we can take a chance in that uncertain situation, take a bet, and if the bet was wrong, it's always a chance to adjust and fix it. Now, if you are in that situation, if you're a leader and you're gonna be in that case that something happened and you don't have all of the data, but you need to take a call, just stop, observe, orient yourself, decide, and then act. Remember always to get a feedback. After a while, observe if your decision was right, or if not, you need to adjust, you need to repeat the steps, right? You need to observe what's happening, then you need to orient the right direction and make a decision. And Jeff Bezos, he used to make a decision when he had around 70% of the data, because waiting for 100%, it's too slow, and sometimes it's even impossible. You're gonna lose the opportunity, you're gonna lose the window that you have to make a best decision at the right time. And decision making, it's not something that you're gonna quite often know how to do right off the bat. It's a day-to-day exercise, it's your ritual that you need to make sure you adapt yourself. You're gonna be self-aware if you're taking the decisions, if you're making the decision quickly enough, and if you're aligning to the outcomes of the decisions. You need to make sure that you and your team, you have the risk log that you can monitor and you can react. And in some cases, you need to get that red team scenario. So if what's happened if, right? And red team scenarios are mostly for the security, but you can always adapt a little bit the concept to your own needs. And then communicate to your team openly about the uncertainty. They need to know what you don't know, but you need to make sure to communicate it to them that we're gonna go through it together, right? We are one team and no one gonna be left behind. So now, what you can do with that knowledge? If you were that indecisive leader, try to make the decisions a little bit better, a little bit faster, within the limits that you're going to put for yourself. And try to notice that one decision where you don't have all of the perfect information, but instead of delaying, try to identify the risk. what if I'm going to take this decision right now? What if I'm going to take a decision A, decision B? And what can happen if I'm not going to take decision immediately? I'm going to wait for more of the data and just wave that in, right? Wave that information in. If the decision needs to be taken right now, maybe you can take one decision, pivot later. Or if you can decide as well that taking decision, it's not the best option, that you don't have all of the information yet. I hope you like this episode. I really enjoy preparing all of the information. So if you like it, please follow me on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, like if you're watching it on YouTube, and hope to get you back next week. Thank you very much.